Y'all know, and y'all made the track. Congratulations for y'all niggas fucking up my shit and making the track. That's all I gotta say. And then too, check this out. Back to what I was saying. If you people don't know who we talking to right now the person that we talking to right now is a Lux De La Soul. That's my nigga, and you know I'm talking with motherfucking Spade. Me and it's P-A-D-E riding in the Bentley and it's sitting on tortoise, that nigga. So listen, now what I was saying was this. Okay, let me tell you this. That was your vocabulary. And then too, you know what I'm saying? Because them vocabulary was, ha! Not the same thing about yours. But this is what I'm saying. So, nigga. You had Ghostwriter, nigga. Do you still got the Ghostwriter, nigga?
Yeah, I ain't never, nigga, you know me better than that, nigga. You know, I ain't never had no motherfucking Ghostwriter, nigga. Get the fuck out my phone.
No.
You had no motherfucking Ghostwriter, nigga.
You can't get out the phone. Okay, so L.
Hold up. But my mind frame and my attitude fucking Ghostwriter for me. Nobody.
Okay, I love that. That's the reason why I brought it up. So L.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's M, all us on the phone, cause I thought, cause y'all interrupted my shit. I was recording, and y'all need to call me. So
what you was recording? What you
dropping there? You gonna be on this conversation right now? It's gonna be on the front of it. But like I was saying, so know this, know this right here though. All right, so it was just one song, right? If yeah. I ain't mistaken. All of them was on that hoe. And that bit was called Unlimited, right? And we had the features. The featured people that was on Unlimited, right? My song was called Unlimited. Alright, so it was L, Too Fly. He was probably going by
Kang
at the time. You was going by Spade. Lady Crazy was still going by Lady Crazy, right? You hear me? And it was a special guest on that motherfucker.
No, wait. You forgot to take Boa.
That's his special guest. That's his ghostwriter.
Okay, I don't see this. That particular song, it was special.
Bobo,
good.
Okay, that would be my
mama's
ghostwriter for me.
Nah, that situation. it was a situation where Cud was actually finna get ready to get on that song or something to that effect. Or Cud thought he was finna get ready to get on this song. Cud had wrote.
What was that? Like, come on.
Unlimited.
I gotta take me
a little
fast shit.
How'd it happen, Cud? How you end up rapping? The last part of your
version
should be in this shit.
No, this how, okay. Yeah, ask him again, and he'll understand what you asked him.
You remember Bobo, right,
Cud? Huh?
You remember Bobo?
Yeah.
Alright, so Cud was writing this shit so he could get on the song and shit. But you had a part on the song too, right, Cud? So shit, you had wrote some shit, but then like at the last end part of shit, both of y'all had was rapping and shit, cuz you don't remember that part? That was the part that Cud wrote. You don't remember that?
No, nigga, I'm
damn
40 years old.
No, check this out though, cuz.
Play the song,
goddammit,
then I can tell you what the fuck
was
going on.
Okay, look, I remember like it was yesterday, you know, I was the engineer. So look, check this out. This is how it went, right? So another piece. Hold up. See y'all niggas. Hold up. Y'all niggas. Y'all can talk right fast. Anything y'all said, I'm letting y'all know because I don't want y'all to be caught on the blind side with the head. Anything y'all said is being recorded, my nigga. I just want you to know, you motherfuckers are being recorded. Things you may say can and will be. That's all I'm saying. I'll be right there though.
I'm telling you, the call you're on is being recorded for training purposes, sir.
Entertainment purposes.
So, do you want to continue this call, sir? end though, real shit though, y'all. But the joint he just coming, yeah, I fuck with it, real shit though.
This way I have, like L said, the little last little piece bit that you had on that hoe, Bobo incorporated a little bit to that, and also Bobo did the ad libs on that motherfucker.
I don't know how was that, even the first part.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So I was just saying, like, if you still had a ghostwriter,
let me hear the song again. Then if you still got the song, let me hear it, and then we can talk about the shit. Because other than that, I don't remember. I don't know.
Hey.
Therefore, I can't say A or nay. I need to hear this shit so I can be able to tell you this. Yeah, he did that. He did that. Or he did do this. I need to hear this shit.
So how you feel about this? How you feel about this?
Hey, wait. Before you answer that question, man, hey, listen.
You are being recorded.
Yeah, not only are you being recorded, you speak being coerced in the way that this man presented that shit. And also, we want to know an answer from you that's not going to back down.
We ain't trying to bash this man.
I just
want to put Okay, that. Hold up. Before you answer the question,
let me do this.
Hold up. I forgot to say something. Bash! You ain't bashing nobody. We have a simple conversation about shit that we didn't done out. No. I ain't gonna lie. What he was trying to say is correct. I was sure trying to get you to bash a motherfucker. But listen, he not lying. He not lying. I was talking about somebody else. Hey, but listen, hold up. Let me do this. It's your boy DJ High Money, the motherfucking DJ without the motherfucking turntables. I'm KLD's babysitter. Don't wait a shot, Mr. Will Kill your motherfucking ass. I'm Mister. I think I need help. Turn the barrel towards your way. Cop back. Kill yourself. I got two co-hosts in the building.
Why he lying, screaming and shit?
Man, shut up, nigga. Let me do this. Hold up. We are live, but this is pre-recorded. We live, but this is pre-recorded. Just please be quiet. Just please. What fact? Listen, please, cuz. We on the phone. Got the interview right there. Hold up. Listen, let me start up. Please be quiet for a minute. I'm not going to start out real. Podcast. And you Lives on Podcast, your boy, damn, hold up, good, goddamn. And you Lives on Podcast, aka High Money, goddamn, stop laughing, put your shit on mute. And you Lives on Podcast, aka High Money Podcast, I'm your motherfucking host, High Money, I got two co-hosts in the building, I'm finna announce y'all myself, so don't say shit. The first one, a fucking legend, and I want people to know when it comes to this music shit, it's a fucking miracle, because this nigga right here, he's a motherfucking genius, he's the motherfucking kings of all noun and verb, you know what I'm saying, whatever you speak out your mouth, he gave you permission to speak, because he's the king of that. The second one, you know what I mean, he got about one phrase that was a deck of cards, but he got a whole fucking deck of cards, man. He threw a whole deck of cards in your ass, and he a fucking legend. The way that he come out with shit, the way that he speak shit, he also have a motherfucking ghostwriter, but we get into that later on. That's Spade, man. We got motherfucking Spade in the motherfucking building, a.k.a. Junebug, my motherfucking big cuz, my motherfucking OG, and also we have a Lus De La Soul Elite with the beats, you motherfucking Dominican Republican ass nigga. Rasta. Hey, let's get it. My fault, y'all.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I'm loving that intro.
So, back to what we were saying, like, now you niggas call me, like I say, I was just recording. So, I got to talk, y'all gonna have to pay y'all way now. Now y'all got to go viral. Because y'all niggas, this song right here, I'm going to let y'all hear. I can't because I'm recording y'all on the same microphone while I'm doing it. Anyway, you understand. So, Spade, what's good? What's good, cuz?
Hey.
Oh, this nigga
Cap. O.J. Simpson died the other day, bro.
Huh?
O.J. Simpson died the other day.
What you say?
Yeah, O.J. died. O.J. died on
14. Rest in peace to O.J. Yeah, O.J. died is crazy because I think.
Nah, cause my dad. Look, nigga, I didn't know. My dad told me, so I didn't fucking know. I'm like.
Shout out to your guy.
I didn't fucking know. Look, I don't watch the news. I don't do none of this shit, nigga. He's crazy, nigga. I'm watching my anime on my phone, I'm on Twitter watching some naked bitches do some strange shit. I'm watching the news like that, bruh.
Speaking of naked bitches do strange shit. Hey, Drew Bull was the first nigga that I seen like openly watching porn. Like, he was looking for what he was
at. I didn't say I was watching porn.
Drew Bull was openly watching porn. No, Drew Bull. Back in the day, when I was kicking it with your ass, regardless about where we was at, we could be at a family function. Drew Bull and want to watch porn, Drew Bull watching porn. Drew Bull is a whole nother level of freaky. Shout out to Spade. So listen, yeah, rest in peace to OJ,
because she told me yesterday, she was like, you know OJ Simpson, man. I'm like, when did this nigga die? She was like, well, it was yesterday or earlier today. So I'm like, oh, that nigga went from stealing his own shit to die.
Damn, don't do that shit, bro. Listen, rest in peace to the juice, bro. Rest in peace to the juice, bro. The juice is fighting a long battle of cancer, bro. The juice is fighting cancer, bro. He lost, bro. God, hey, listen, let me tell you something, Drew, bro. You can't fight with God, for what, my nigga? When the nigga call you, you can't steal back your motherfucking life. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
Nigga, I'm on this motherfucker like Monopoly, and then God gonna have to have a chess game, a chicken game, or a backgammon game or something. I ain't going that easily. Fuck you, man.
Hey, hold up. It's another thing in the middle too, man. He had a little interval with, you know what I'm saying, while he was on the Cam and Mace show, you know.
Shout out to Cam and Mace. Shout out to what it is podcast.
And he was kind of redeeming his name and shit, man.
That's bullshit.
No, wait, because you wasn't following the conspiracy. Nigga, you wasn't following the motherfucking news, nigga. He was redeeming his name, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
They're like you niggas in this fucking Bible. Y'all fucked up. Let me tell you something. Hold up, listen. How can I read some shit about a nigga that a nigga they never wrote?
What?
They're like, you and L write a book about me. Y'all say what I said, y'all say what I did and whatever, but I ain't got nail patches in this motherfucker than what I said shit.
Okay, but let me say this. Okay, will you, if I'm not mistaken, right, if you write your own book, it's just me talking, you write your own book, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it called a discography?
A biography? Yeah.
So if somebody write a book about you, that's called a what? Autobiography?
Hold on. Oh, okay, somebody write a book about you. I think that's your biography.
So if you write your own book.
Now I'm trying to see if you write, I can't think of what the fuck it is when you write a book about you. I don't know. But at the same time.
At the same time, most of these motherfuckers that be writing books, they come out with their books about themselves. Have motherfuckers writing it for them anyway. They just put them in there, you know what I'm saying? They write it in their own words, they transfer it and translate it into nigga terms. Anyway, but I understand what you're saying, Drew Bull. Know this, though. Drew Bull, the people that you're talking to right now,
You got all these niggas that's writing about.
Hey.
Look at him. Get the fuck out of here, bruh.
I mean, you're right.
Get the fuck out of here, bruh.
Well, I mean, what the fuck they got to do with OJ? Why you bring this? How you gonna say that? It's just like OJ.
No. But I'm saying Drupal is just ready right now. Drupal ready.
I'm ready right now. We just went to talk about 10 different subjects right now. I'm ready right now, G.
Okay, we listen.
But I'm just saying, that shit crazy. Like, this nigga ain't wrote now book in the Bible. The holy book, the supposedly holy book, this nigga ain't wrote shit. Only one that wrote something in this book is the supposedly nigga that was beside him or next to him at that fucking point in time. And at that point in time, every book that these mother wrote, they was the closest nigga to him. Are you fucking serious? I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No, that's just it.
Look, at this point in my life, dude, real shit, I'm not saying that there's not a God or whatever situation is. I know there's a higher being, but I can't just for say to put my trust in no. Because when, especially if you're looking about it, he made up out of his own image. So if he made us out of his own image, that means we're God anyway. If God made us in his image, that means we are God. Right? If I make you in my own image, that means you are me, I am you. So that means we technically, we do the same shit, right? Now everybody will get quiet on the phone then. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I know I'm on my rent rave right now, but I'm just saying, like, hey, it is what it is. I don't need fucking care. Whatever. Because at the same time, we living, we get to die, all the other good shit, it is what it is. Fuck it.
Nah, I mean, shit, you got right though, man, in questioning, you know what I'm saying? Because shit, we really have to do
Hey, my fault, I be cut you off. Juba, stop hollering my sister, girl. Did too. Hey, what sister, what they call it?
Oh, nigga, you done switched up. What you was saying,
what they call it?
What?
What,
who
it? Nicole.
Nicole, nigga. Oh, the fuck is happening to them? Hey, look. What's this there, cuz? Nigga, I ain't talking to Nicole since then. Everyone in the system to help for her. I ain't talking to Nicole. Nah, your ass must have done a good job, nigga. Anyway, back to the bullshit. So look. I ain't talking to her since then. I promise you I ain't there. I don't know about him, but I know I ain't talking to him since then.
You must ain't do a good job, nigga. That's all I'm saying, nigga. You wouldn't do a good job, nigga.
I'm a nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You a nigga, dude.
Look, I ain't gonna lie. I probably didn't do a good job, because I know I was kind of fucked up.
God damn, that's fucked up. Hey, look, that's fucked up.
So, yeah, I can admit to this, but I probably didn't do a good job.
All right, look. We got this segment right now, man. I want to do another segment, man. It's called The Pie to the Face.
Smell that?
Yeah, I smell something.
Smells good, right?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe we should go to another place. Albion's ain't really very welcome.
Are you kidding? Tell me you don't want one of these pies right here, right over here.
Them pies look good, Carl, but I kind of lost my appetite when I came in here. My appetite just left.
Good afternoon, Billy. We'd like some coffee and a couple of slices of pie.
How do you know my name is Billy?
Well, it says it right there on your shirt.
If you boys can read so good, how come you missed that sign on the door over there?
Oh, that sign on the door that we just How come we didn't see that sign that say no colors allowed, Chloe? We just rushed in. We was really hungry, so we kind of missed that. But look, we see it now, so bye.
Look, come man, we've been traveling all day.
Yeah, let's go.
All we want is some coffee and a couple of slices of pie. Is that all right?
No. These are whites only pies.
But do you have any Negro pies?
Hey, Chloe, come on now. This woman ain't got the recipe to no Negro pie. Where would she get that recipe? Another establishment, we can get us some pie or something. Come on, how far to the next
35
town?
35 miles.
Yeah, come on, let's go down
here. I'm not driving no 35 miles to get no pie. Lady, ma'am, okay? Now, we want some pie, okay? Can't, we are hungry, okay? We want, Billy, we want some pie.
Let me take care of this.
Why somebody got to die because you want some pie?
Let me take care of it. Okay? Look here, look. We from New York. My name is Ray Gibson, okay? Let's talk turkey. How much is it gonna cost to turn one of them white-only pies into nigger pie?
How about I turn y'all into nigger pie?
So you say about 35.
35 miles.
Okay, maybe we find another establishment down the road, you know, where, you know, we won't have a problem. Yeah, I ain't know.
You know, the pie to the face is serious. The pie to the face. I'm finna explain to you. Alex, can you please explain to this man what a pie to the face is?
No,
I'm
gonna let you do that because you better.
A pie to the face is a real deal nigga pie. You know, back in the days, you know what I'm saying, with slavery back then, our ancestors and shit, they had nigga pies because they had white only pies and they had nigga pies. And the nigga pies was the pies that the slaves made for the master there when he had, you know what I'm saying, all the other slave owners over, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. So the niggas would make a pie, you know what I'm saying? It'd be like cherry, whatever fruit that you want to add, cherry, banana, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then they come with, you know what I'm saying, all different type of ingredients and shit, make it real sweet for master them and shit. You know what I'm saying? They usually try to get a female to do it, but usually it be a man sometimes, and they'll shit in the base of the pot. You know what I mean? And then they'll put all the other ingredients on top of the pie, you know what I'm saying? Bake it, send it to master them, and everybody will be eating some real nigga pie. So that's a real nigga pie. And serve the nigga pie to the face and get a real nigga pie. Shout out to my grandma pie, baby. So with that being said, who do you think deserves a real nigga pie to the face? Anybody can get this pie. All right. Anybody can get this pie.
Which one you gonna go to?
He ain't even talking to him. L, who you wanna get a real nigga pie to, cuz?
Real nigga. Real nigga, it gotta be a real nigga.
My fault. Who you wanna get this pie to, L?
It gotta be a real nigga.
No, it gotta be a real nigga, but it's the pie to the face. He won't get this pie to it.
Hold on, the fuck up. How you gonna give a real nigga pie to a nigga that ain't no real nigga? It don't make.
You ain't even, you would talk to somebody else now to play what it is. But anyway, who you wanna get the pie to the face to?
You can't give no real nigga pie to a nigga that ain't real, period.
Okay, well you right there. Who you wanna get the pie to the face to, Juba?
Who?
He asked me who, and I just asked him.
If we playing real nigga pie shit type shit, like in this.
Nah, not real nigga, not real.
On real shit either.
It can't be a real nigga.
I said if I real nigga pie, fuck you mean?
No. YouTube niggas can take that, but I'm cool. I'm straight. YouTube niggas can take
that. No, see now I'm misunderstanding what the real nigga pie is.
A pie to the face. It ain't necessarily called a real nigga pie. What's a pie to the face is a pie made out of shit, nigga. And you want one, you gonna get one to me and L. You can have it, all three of them. You get the pie to the face, nigga. Fuck it. You got it.
You take me in the table with the pie, I'm gonna bite the shit at you. I'm letting you know that, man. I'm gonna straight get them L. I'm going straight animal on your way. I'm gonna bite the shit at you, throw a fucking pie in my face. What's wrong with you?
With boo boo with it.
I don't know. I'm trying to see. Who the fuck can you throw a pie?
With Boo Boo. With Boo Boo in it. Cuz
we don't fuck with niggas like that, so I don't even fucking know.
You right,
cuz.
Hey, cuz, I'm gonna tell you who.
All right, but look, nah,
look.
Cuz
we don't fuck with niggas like that. Like,
who you? Okay, Juba.
Look, cuz we okay.
Where your brother at, Juba? Don't be telling my nigga government. I'm about to cut all this shit out. Let's move on.
I don't know. I ain't
Let's move on. We moving on, Drew Boo. You can call nigga government names and shit. We moving on. I'm going to cut that part out. Hey, so look, Drew Boo.
What up?
Okay. Well, wise man once said, well, as I look across the street, I see them crooked-ass cops, right?
Okay.
What made a nigga hear me? Like, because that... Listen. I'm throwing a frisbee, you know what I'm saying? It's up to you to catch it. Okay, like what I'm saying. What made a nigga, you know what I'm saying, come that way? What made a nigga say, well, as I look across the street, I see them crooked-ass cops. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't even know if I remember that shit.
Hey, L. This man said something about Jesus and the Bible and all that. Nigga, that's my Bible. You know what I mean? Like, y'all niggas had Bibles. Like, y'all niggas had certain sections, certain books, certain chapters. You know what I'm saying? In my whole Bible of life, you know what I mean? So that's how a nigga remembered it. But what made you say, that's how I'm starting my shit off? I'm starting my shit off just like that.
Man, fuck that nigga. I'm trying to get off the
trash.
Y'all bullshit.
See, this nigga bullshit. This right here is legendary. Hey, hey, look.
The president just let me get in the suit. I want to get on that hoe, but that hoe right there, fire.
Yeah.
That hoe too fire. Yeah, that's amazing. You know, because that motherfucker, that shit right there hit your heart. That shit hit your soul. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that shit right there. Hell, fucking yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. So look, like, that song right there.
You my dog, you my cat, you my dog, 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 you my dog quick. Nowadays, these young kids so quick to call a motherfucker they twin. Nowadays, you know what I'm saying, these little kids so quick to call a motherfucker they cat. You know what I'm saying? All these young crips out here that's out here cripping, so quick to call a nigga they cat. All these bloods so quick to call a nigga they dog. With this all boy down, though, is they gonna ride for you through it all. Through thick and thin, would you spend it? If I die, nigga, name I ain't dead, would you spend again? If you ain't gonna do that,
you mean?
I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down.
Look. And the shit's on funny. That made me think of most three. Like, nigga, you nigga, on every song you talk about some infamy and doing this and doing that, and you let nigga gun you down on the fucking expressway, the E-way, nigga. For you to be talking about some infamy and you got this type of chopper, you got this, you got that, and you let a nigga catch you slacking like that.
Let me ask you this. Let me talk.
Look, say it. You and both of y'all know, nigga, we came from the streets. We came from shit. That, and we get from shit. That don't mean a goddamn thing, because at the end of the day, I be damn, nigga. Look, when I was in the street, nigga, guess what? I told it that chopper. I told it that barn. Guess what? When I get some money, guess what? I'm still gonna be toting that thing. I might have a couple of motherfuckers around on me that, like, bodyguards or something, that's gonna help me out or whatever. Fair. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be me. Just because I got a little money in my pocket, nothing. I don't give no fuck. I'm still gonna be me. I'm still gonna act that same way. I'm gonna keep my little 22, I'm gonna keep my little 45, I'm gonna keep all my shit. I don't give no fuck. Nigga get rich and get them go go ballistic. They want, they think that nigga can't touch them or some shit. No,
I could, I could, okay, could. Now, listen, let me say something, right? I'ma start off with you, cuz. Are you a felon?
Am I a felon?
Yes, yes, I guess, yes.
No, nigga.
Okay, 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 okay. Yes, okay, okay. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. Yeah. Are you a felon? See, he got me saying felony now. Are you a felon?
Yeah, yeah, he a felon.
Nigga, I ain't this.
No, damn way, he a felon.
Hello, cuz. This shit ain't on my record no more.
It ain't on your record no more. Well, right now, he not a felon no more.
That nigga said right now.
Look, I'm just saying.
Okay, 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 okay. With that being said, with that being said, right? With that being said, with that being said, with that being said, nigga, look.
Hold on, nigga.
Hold on, let me say, look, you talking, nigga. Let's hold up. So if a nigga would pull up on the, we all on the right, we all doing what we supposed to be doing. Do what we supposed to be doing, nigga. So I'm just gonna tell you right now, the least thing that we could be doing at that point in time when nigga pull up on the is smoking a cigarette. Anything else, nigga, is illegal. So just keep that in mind. So nigga pull up on us. We scrap to the teeth. With something that's legal. And nigga pull up on the, and a nigga talk about pressing up. And we smoking a cigarette. And we out there, okay, nigga, run up. Nigga come up here, show some kind of threat. We gun him down. Bam, we might can get off of it. But just know this. If you drinking beer, if you smoking weed, if you doing anything extra with that file, that legal file, that see your name, the motherfucker pull up on you, that case right there can get thrown out, nigga. Now it turns to something totally different. You see what I'm saying? So imagine if you, hold on. Imagine if you were felon. Now, you don't even supposed to have no fucking gun around you, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit gone out the window.
Okay, with that being said, Bo 3 was a felon. You hear me? He ain't supposed to have no file around. And then, too. He did have a file. And guess what? That file was in the stash spot. That's why he ran to the other side of the car. He ran to the other side because he was trying to open up that stash box because he couldn't open it from the driver's side of the car. So he ran to the other side to go try to grab that file, but he knew it was too late. That's when he got to running down the other side of the expressway. See what I'm saying?
That's the thing about a G. Me, come on, G. I'm just.
Hey, now wait a minute. Stop. You gotta know this right here, because anybody can get.
As
no.
Far as me being me, I'm not. Okay.
Nah, stop, man. Stop. Anybody can get God, cuz. Stop.
Hey,
listen, you gotta put your. Stop acting like if I was in that situation. If you was in that situation, bro, it would have been certain circumstances that you couldn't control, bro. I'm saying, like, damn, everything happened for a reason. I'm saying, this shit happened. It's a pattern in that, but.
I'm just gonna be honest. I ain't no killer. I ain't no gangster. I ain't hard. I ain't doing shit. But at the same time, I will be damned. My dad got a little 9 minutes. My dad got a 9. See, I pulled my gun, so I lost my shit. Well, she still got her gun.
Jumbo, stop saying all the guys. Niggas don't even know all this shit. This is the podcast
that go around the
world.
Now, listen to me, man. I treat anything in this world like a condom.
Okay.
I treat everything in the world like
a condom. Well, hold up. Back in the day, you did with that rinse and reuse ass shit. Back in the day, you did with that rinse and reuse ass shit.
I know reusing. I was a habit and not needed. Then to need it and not fucking have it.
Okay, so what's up with that rinse and reuse ass shit with the cum?
y'all reuse cum right
nah,
now.
I know y'all.
Who, nigga? I ain't reusing
These motherfucking niggas get around the world and start to change. It's just a podcast. But when it all boiled down, rinse and reuse, nigga. Rinse and reuse, nigga.
Yeah, no, see, that one thing we say, I ain't using shit. I'm buying the 30 pence. So if this bitch right here breaks or come off, get what? I can wrap another nothing on. I'm not doing no rinse and reuse nothing. The fuck they do that day?
Hey, Juba, real nigga.
Nigga, this is not a porno, nigga. This is real life, bitch. I'm gonna let you catch, you won't catch me like that. What the fuck with you?
Hey, motherfucker said, motherfucker told me it was a lot easier for you to turn this side out and then put the other side on. That's what nigga said.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Not I.
Say the cat.
I bet the fuck not.
Hey, but listen, this looks just another segment, right?
Hell, you.
We gotta move on to another segment. Hey, let me tell you something. Nigga start getting on podcasts and just start going around the world. Nigga start saying shit different. Hey, so let me say this, y'all. Let me say this. We on something else, Juba.
Y'all nigga face to face. When can we get up?
Listen, we can get up when you
when
get.
When you come to Memphis, nigga?
Hey.
When you come to Memphis?
It's a pig pussy pork. I'll be there. Hey, so check this out, right?
Nah, pig pussy ain't pork.
Come on,
man. Ain't been playing with y'all. Hey, for real shit though. Man, when you come to Memphis, I want to see you niggas face to face.
Listen, this is next segment. Juba, you can't be doing that because we're doing a podcast right now. You can't be doing all the type of personal shit on the podcast. So back to what we said. So Juba, it's a lot of people right now, right? That's out there and they suffering. And they,
you don't need to put me on the podcast, bitch.
This is a podcast right now, bitch.
Goddamn. You don't need to put me on the podcast.
Cook, relax. And this is what's going on, because you on the podcast right now, because the last 15, 20 minutes,
you on the podcast. I thought we were just having a couple. Oh, shit. Y'all, see, look at y'all. Now, y'all have people look like, who the fuck is the Junebug dude? Talking reckless.
No. You put that jacket on yourself, nigga. I told you it was recording.
Look, y'all see how y'all do me? Y'all be like, who the fuck that Junebug do? No. He just talk shit all day.
Yeah, he always talking over people like you doing that. Damn, listen. Okay, so Junebug, we got this segment. So it's a whole lot of people out there, right? I said suffering, but it's not suffering. It's really, you know how you get to a relationship and you have a plus one. You know what I mean? It's always the plus one. Like what I mean by that is, like, you meet this female, and she probably got a kid, or she probably got two kids, three kids, four kids, whatever. You hear me?
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard for them to, like, cope with that, and it's kind of hard for, like, but they really love the female, or they really love the guy. They really want to be with him, but he got a whole lot of kids and shit, though. You know what I mean? Or she got a whole lot of kids, and you love the kids, you know what I'm saying? But it's kind of hard, though, really knowing, too, that they not your kids. Like, how can you help somebody that's in a situation like that?
Okay,
within
a situation like that, depending on if it's a male or the female, okay.
Well, speak from a male perspective.
Now, if it's a male perspective and he's dealing with a female that have she had kids. She had 4 or 5 kids. It depends on that male. Now, if you that type of male that you can stand on your own and you can do what you want to do. Like you can, like you love this female to a certain extent to where it doesn't matter about her kids or about her baby daddy or anything like that. You still want to provide and do what needs to be done. Okay then. But then you still got some of these niggas right here like, yeah, she got 4 or 5 kids, but his whole mind, he just want to fuck something and go about his business. He's not worried about her kids or whatever. He just want her. But I tell him, like, this is like me and Malachi. I would tell any female that I deal with, nigga, this is a package deal. It's not no, you deal with me and you don't deal with my child. No, it's not how the fuck that works. If you deal with me, you deal with my child too. And I'm not gonna let you trick my child no crazy ass way. It all.
It's a package deal.
If she come across a nigga that liking her or whatever, or want to deal with her, and he found out she got 6, 7 kids or whatever, at that point in time, that's on his decision. Where if he really want to, if he like this lady the way he likes this lady, he gonna deal with them 6, 7, 8 children. He's gonna deal with them.
But if you
just trying to get into her pants or whatever and gone about your business, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, just
talk about her kids. You just trying to get into her pants and gone about your business.
Yeah, yeah. If what you gotta say about dog niggas, what's the easiest way for them to get some pussy without the kids on?
I don't give a fuck with anything.
What's the easiest way for those niggas, cuz?
Ain't no easy way for them niggas. Cuz at the end of the day, they gonna do. Them company, like I tell anybody, when you first meet a motherfucker, then when y'all dating and talking, you are not meeting that real motherfucker. You at that point in time, you are.
Stop pressing buttons, Jubo.
You mean they representative.
Okay. It ain't the real bitch. We know.
You mean they representative right there.
Yeah, that bitch is trying to impress you.
Now, a couple of months down the line, then that's when you start seeing that real the nigga true self. When a nigga first approached you and was liking you and telling you all this free shit and all that, yeah, you was just needing that representative.
Yeah, fact. So look, with that being said.
Now, most down the line, then you get to see who the fuck this nigga really is.
With that being said.
Hold on. So that's including you too, cuz? That's how you do that shit with women too?
Nigga, that's every nigga. Listen to me. That's not no one. See, you gotta understand. When you first meet a chick, you always gonna put your best foot forward.
I'm not saying
you being fake or nothing, but you always gonna put your best foot forward. But then you dealing with this lady, and this lady dealing with you 3, 4 months, 5 months to a year. Different shit happens. But depending on the nigga or the female, then she is not the same as when you first met her.
Man, listen. Well, it's not listen, Juba.
When she first met you.
Juba, you did your time. I want you to know. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the same with on Ask Juba. And if you ask Juba, we have seen how it goes. Make sure you're ready to wait 13, 15, 17 minutes for your answer. So, Ask Juba, his segment is over. Okay, back to some more shit.
Hold on.
Ask Juba over, Juba. Ask Juba over.
I've been married twice,
I ain't asking you all that. We're not asking you questions no more, Juba. Juba. Jubug. Hey, Jubug is over now.
But then, I love all my females. I mean, I really have feelings for these shit. I love them. But, shit didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go. So it went whatever. But I've been married twice, and I love both my wife. Get them. I love these bitches dirty draws. They can't. Megan call me right now and be like, look.
Hey, bro, you got to
tell me. And I told you, if I get it, she get it. Rachel, get that. That's my friend, right? If she called me and say whatever, if I get it, she get it. I'm not on that shit. Because at the end of the day, I'm a grown-ass man. And my thing is, I'm not on that fugazi or I ain't got to fuck that bitch. That bitch suck my dick. Da-da-da-da. I ain't know none of this type of shit, G.
Nah, I mean, you ain't petty.
I'm not on nothing. My thing is, okay, cool. Even though we not together anymore, I still consider you as my friend. So I feel like I can talk to you and deal with you on the, you know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever basis it is, I can talk to you about this shit.
Okay, but, hey. Listen, I got 3%. So what y'all want to tell the fans before we get out this bitch? Go and say what you got to say.
The nigga said he on 3%.
Hell yeah.
Get the phone on charge like he talking to us.
Number love, man. Y'all already know what we got a whole lot of shit coming. And, man, the song that y'all was talking about, y'all can go catch that joint on YouTube right now. Y'all need to go.
Guess what on YouTube?
If y'all ain't already subscribe to Money Go at YouTube. Man, this shit's so motherfucking hot. It's called Are You.
What you got to say, Spank?
Man, look, hey. He just dropped. You better listen to it. I don't give a fuck what type of music you listen to. Listen. Get home and listen to it. Fuck you mean? Because I guarantee you, yeah, they motherfucker gonna put you in your business.
It's your boy DJ Hard Money, the motherfucker. It's your boy DJ.
They gonna put you in your business because they, hey, Hard Money, the name speaks for itself, and then Hard motherfucking Money. And I guarantee you, it ain't shit foul coming out of none of these fucking lyrics. It gonna touch your motherfucking soul. Fuck you mean?
With that being said, it's your boy DJ Highman, the motherfucker DJ, but I know what the fucking turntables. I'm KND's baby center. Don't wait a shot, Mr. Will King, your motherfucking ass. Mister, I think I need help. Teddy Bear, Told Your Way, Combat, Key Chef. Shout out to motherfucking Sideline Apparel, you know what I'm saying? Lady Crazy. Shout out to motherfucking Hippie Apparel, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to EU Live Zone. Shout out to motherfucking Better Tomorrow. Shout out to ABL. Man, we doing it all big. Shout out to everything that's fucking with us, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy DJ Highman. You have been listening to A Hard Money Podcast, Money the Movement. That's everything to us. Shout out to G-Stunt. Shout out to motherfucking G-Stunt Music. Shout out to the Gutter Squad. You know, we bringing it back real soon. And about this bitch. Go!